A tree is growing up through the middle of the Benjamin Cooper house. Light brown tarps cover portions of the collapsed roof. Bricks have fallen from the top of the walls, and the windows are all covered in plywood. In the past, the team of historic preservationists at the site would be surveying all this from the boom of a cherry picker. But on this day, they're seeing it all through the eyes of a 3-pound drone named Howie.
I don't know how close I am to the chimney.
You gotta further over.
Over
keep
which?
Going away.
Over
away
doesn't tell me anything.
Okay, south.
Howie Fly is suspended from 4 whirring propellers. He relays video to the ground, which Annabelle Radcliffe Trenner says is so good she can see details as small as a nail. The head of Historic Preservation Architects is not at the controls.
I did fly it, and I crashed it the first day we had it, so nobody is allowing me to fly it any longer. So I don't fly. They fly. I just watch and check the videos afterwards.
Howie is helping her team figure out how to do what's called mothballing, or stabilizing the building in its current state of decay. The request for help came from Kathleen Cullen of the nonprofit Cooper's Ferry Partnership.
We do have money to put a replacement roof on, and the point of the project would be right now to stop water from entering the building and causing further deterioration.
The building withstood British occupation and cannonball practice during the Revolutionary War and later became the office of a shipbuilding company. It caught fire on Thanksgiving of 2012. Cullen hopes someday it can be fully rehabilitated. Mothballing the building will accomplish only a small part of all the work that needs doing, but using a drone saves several $1,000, the cost of running a cherry picker.
I'm hoping you're going to scare the raccoons and they will disappear for the day.
While Radcliffe Trenner says they hope to eventually program in GPS coordinates and let Howie circle historic buildings on his own, on this day, Sophia Jones is behind the controls. This may sound like science fiction, but she says people who preserve old buildings already use a lot of advanced technology.
We work with other consultants that use very modern technology like ground-penetrating radar and thermography to figure out where water is coming to into buildings.
And until Howie learns to fly himself, she's going to have a lot of fun at work. She says the sensation is like flying a toy, except she gets to do it on the clock. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.